Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
As the dad of a preschooler, we have lots of Walt Disney DVDs in our collection, and one of the great things that Disney has contributed to the American culture, gosh, in the last nearly 100 years, is all their musical contributions to the Great American Songbook. And today, we're going to talk about Walt Disney and jazz music to help celebrate the brand new release of Disney Jazz Volume 1. Everybody wants to be a cat. It's a great collection of today's jazz stars interpreting these classic Disney songs. And the producer of the album, the Grammy winner himself, joins us on the line to talk Disney music today and what it was like to do jazz versions of all these songs. It's Jason O'Lane. Hey, Jason, thanks for being on the program.
Burke, it's a pleasure, and I didn't know you had a preschooler, but I guess this music's going to be right up your alley for a couple years.
I'm wearing out the DVD and the CD already, and congratulations on putting this thing together. Let me start by asking what may be a silly question to you as a guy who's won a bunch of Grammys and has been doing this for a long time, but as the producer, and we hear that term all the time in music and movies, what do you do? You don't play an instrument on the albums. You're not a vocalist. What does a producer do when you put together an album like this with a whole bunch of different artists? What's your job?
Well, on this, I think a producer's role can change from project to project, where you've really got your hands dirty and you're in there. Really, you can go everything from like picking the songs and doing the arrangements with the artists and doing a lot of pre-production and post-production work. And something of this nature, where it's a various artist collection, it's about finding the artists, getting them on board, making sure that they're going to fit in the budget that we have. It's doing the A&R part, the artist and repertoire, finding the songs that fit with these artists. Some know right away what songs they wanted to do. What was great about this Disney project was once we had some of the heavy hitters like a Dave Brubeck on board, a lot of these younger guys and people that are also still household names like Diane Reeves or now Esperanza Spalding, who just won the Grammy Award, these people kind of fell into place and also had a connection themselves to Disney, the movies and the songs. So a lot of them actually knew the songs they wanted to do. So my role was to kind of line folks up, make sure that people were doing different songs that complemented each other, have artists that were varied enough so that we have kind of a wide range of a presentation, not all kind of one specific type of jazz, and then getting these songs and then slotting them in. We recorded a lot more songs than what appear here on the record, so we've got more stuff in the can, so it's also a matter of lining that up. And then when you're in the studio, it's creating an environment where people feel comfortable to create. And I'm just an extra set of ears. At the end of the day, it's always about the artist.
Jason O'Lane is our guest today. He's the producer of this new Disney Jazz Volume 1, Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, and it sounds like there may be a Volume 2 already in the can. How, when you've got all these great songs that so many of us have grown up with, and I mean all the way back to the 1930s, to some of those Elton John songs from just a few years back, how do you decide which of these songs you're going to select for this album? How did you pick the songs?
Well, some of the artists knew exactly what they wanted to do, and others were so busy just being on the road and recording their own albums. It was us kind of picking some tracks that say, hey, I think maybe, you know, doing this Randy Newman track might be a nice one, since we've got some Mary Poppins covered, and we've got some Jungle Book covered, and we've got It's a Small World covered. It's like, well, let's get a little bit more modern. Let's find some other stuff. Let's get something maybe from Aladdin or The Lion King.
Toy Story or...
Sure. exactly, Toy Story. And so it was kind of shaping that and limiting the number of songs maybe that they could choose from. Because if we just gave them the whole catalog, it's hundreds, you know, to pour through. I was fortunate enough that Disney put it all on recording and sent them to me, and then I could just, like, turn them into MP3s, send them out to the artists or to their managers, and then, you know, kind of pick and choose. And it was really kind of a first-come, first-serve in a way, because a few of the artists wanted the same song.
And in terms of picking which artist, and you've got some pretty heavy hitters on here, how involved were you personally in that process? I mean, did you say, wow, wouldn't it be cool to have Dave Brubeck, for example, or did Disney come to you with a list of artists and say, ah, we would like to have A, B, and C? How did that all happen?
Well, you know, it was a great position, because they approached me and asked me if I would be interested in doing this project. I said, absolutely. And I said, do you have any specific idea about how you want the album to be shaped? And they said, no, what ideas do you have? And I came back and said, I'd like to present kind of a wide spectrum of what jazz is today, going back to the beginning of Disney songs. And Dave Brubeck was the first artist to ever record Disney songs. Back in 1957, he released Dave Digs Disney, because he had kids that were digging Disney. So he did that back in 1957 and did some of the songs that are here today, which are, you know, Someday My Prince Will Come and Alice in Wonderland. And we got a few other gems in the can with Dave. It was more like I had some ideas. Here's some artists that I think would be great. Disney said, well, if you can go get them, great, go get them. And it just so happened I was already working on a project with Dave Brubeck for the Monterey Jazz Festival. So when I brought it up, he said, absolutely, I'd love to do it again. And once we had Dave, then it was just a matter of picking up the phone and calling all these other folks, all of whom I had worked with on one degree or another in the past, whether it was in a live booking situation or my work previously working at Verve Records or somewhere along the line. We'd all run into each other. So picking up the phone, saying, here's what it is, here's my budget, and here's the idea, everybody said, yeah, let's try to make it work.
It's good to have low friends in high places, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just happy to have friends.
Yeah, exactly. And the album, by the way, Disney Jazz Volume 1, just released February 15th. You can pick it up wherever music is sold these days. And we're going to play a snippet of music in just a moment. So hang on back with Jason O'Lane talking Disney music right after this on the Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. That's track one from Disney Jazz Volume 1, available in record stores everywhere. I think I just dated myself when I said record stores. It's a brand new release that is out and about wherever you buy music these days. Jason O'Lane is our guest. He's the producer of this 13-track collection. We talked about Dave Brubeck earlier, who has a couple of tracks that he's recorded for this project. How old is Dave Brubeck now? And he's got to be pushing, what, 89, 90?
Well, you know what? I think he'll be 91 in December.
And what kind of health was he in whenever you you worked with him?
Yeah, we recorded in March of 2009, and he was in great shape. We set aside about a week, about 7 days of recording in New York in March, and we had as many of the artists as we could get come through during that period of time. So it was, you know, Dave came in from 11 to 2 or 3 in the afternoon, followed by Roy Hargrove, came in, followed by another artist who came in at night. So it was like kind of like just the turnstile. All these folks were bumping into each other and saying hi to each other, and it was kind of like old home week in a certain respect. And Dave was in prime form. I mean, he literally could have done all these, you know, takes in one take. You know, fortunately we had him there, so we tried to convince him to do a little more just so we had extra stuff in the can. But he's a genius and was in great shape. Now his health is a little failing now, but he's still, you know, performing and being out there. I also am the talent booker for the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, and you know, we're hoping Dave swings by again this year. Every year he has a tendency to play at Newport. He's been doing it for over 50 years. So we just hope he continues playing because he's such a treasure.
We're talking jazz and specifically Disney jazz with producer Jason O'Lane, who, as you just mentioned, is the talent booker for the Newport Jazz Festival and is a pretty big deal in jazz circles. Now, you have both ends of the spectrum here, Jason. You had Dave Brubeck, and then you had this young lady who you said you worked with before, who surprised everybody at the Grammys this year by winning that Best New Artist Grammy, Esperanza Spalding. First of all, were you surprised when she won? And unlike the rest of the world that seems to have Bieber fever, did you see this coming?
No, absolutely did not see it coming. I had an opportunity to work with Diana Krall early in her career. And, you know, you would think that maybe she would have a chance to win something like this. Lettucey is another a great artist who had some crossover appeal a couple of years ago that we thought potentially, as a jazz person, might be able to win that award. And she didn't win it. And Esperanza to come out of nowhere and to win it. I mean, we're all super gratified as jazz. The jazz community is really excited about it, but no one saw it coming, but there couldn't be somebody more deserving. And just as a little aside on that, the song that she arranged, Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins,
right,
the person she recorded with is a world-renowned arranger. His name is Gil Goldstein, works with Pat Metheny and has done just hundreds of records as an arranger. And he told me after he got the arrangement that she did for this song, he pulled me aside and said, "Jason, I don't know if I've ever seen an arrangement better than this." And I said, "Of this song?" And he's like, "No, of any song. This is one of the most amazing arrangements I've ever seen in terms of capturing the spirit and the intention, the original song not getting lost, but her own kind of personality and an imprint being bestowed upon it." And then the execution was beautiful. So I think the record is almost worth buying just to have Esperanza's song, the Chim Chim Cheree, on here. But, of course, I love all the songs.
Well, you know, it's going to be tough to narrow it down because you've got Alice in Wonderland and you've got, you know, He's a Tramp from Lady and the Tramp, and you've got A Friend of Me from Toy Story, Circle of Life from The Lion King. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, you know, as a guy that knows his Disney from having a little one, what is your favorite track on this Everybody Wants to Be a Cat CD?
Well, you're right. It is a tough one to choose because I think I've heard every song 100 times or more.
Sure, sure.
But the Chim Chim Cheree with Esperanza has got this haunting lilt to it that is just something I don't get tired of, because her voice is beautiful and it's there's only two people playing on the song, but she arranged it with these multiple voices, whether she's playing arco bass, you know, with the bow, or plucking it, or singing multiple layers of her voice. And then the accordion player is Gil, who also plays piano. So you've got all those mixed together, and the way she arranged it was beautiful. So that one might be my working favorite. But there's Dave Brubeck. You can't go wrong with Dave Brubeck. And there's a young fellow that a lot of people probably don't know of named Alfredo Rodriguez, who came over from Cuba, who does a solo piano version of The Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. And it's like a tour de force, almost a history of the piano from classical music to stride piano. So that's a lot of fun, too.
It's tough. It's like trying to choose one of your kids, and you've got 13 of them on this album.
Right, exactly. And we love them all.
Exactly. Grammy winner Jason Olane has been our guest. The album is Disney Jazz Volume 1, Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. And this is an album for Disney lovers and jazz lovers alike. And Jason, I wish you all the luck in the world. And when Volume 2 comes out, will you make a return visit to the program?
Absolutely, Burke. And both of our kids will be a little bit older by then.
Indeed, and I think we'll still be listening to this music as we get older, too. Jason Olane is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. And now a little bit more of Everybody Wants to Be a Cat from Disney Jazz Volume 1.